Looking for truth, I found answers.
I thought I had it all figured out. Then I found purpose.
I was lost, but then I found a place to belong.
I was abused, but now I'm healed.
I was in chains, but now I'm set free.
I was bitter. Then I found grace.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lady stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore and kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to At the Movies. We are so glad that you are here to join us for this great, great series. Now, just so you know, we don't watch movies every Sunday morning here at church, but we're doing this At the Movies series because of something that Jesus did. In the New Testament, Jesus would tell stories about things people understood to illustrate spiritual truths. Those are called parables. A parable is simply a story with a, or an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And so At the Movies is very similar to that, except we're using modern day stories to help illustrate spiritual things. Now this week we are looking at the movie Finding Nemo. I bet you never thought a clownfish that lives under the sea would have something to teach us about our spiritual lives. So let's learn together Finding Nemo.
A master builder, may not have a lot of experience fighting. Leading,
you shall not pass.
They're dreaming. We still have to name them.
You want to name all of them right now? All right. We'll name this half Marlin Jr. and then this half Coral Jr. Okay, we're done.
I like Nemo.
Nemo? Well, we'll name one Nemo, but I'd like most of them to be Marlin Jr.
Just think, in a couple of days, we're going to be parents.
Yeah. What if they don't like me?
Marlin.
Oh, really?
There's over 400 eggs. Odds are one of them is bound to like you. What?
You remember how we met?
Well, I try not to.
Well, I remember. Excuse me, miss. Can you check and see if I have a hook in my lip?
Marlin!
Oh, you gotta look closer because it's way in here.
Get away from me!
Here he is! Cutie's here! Where did everybody go? Get inside the house, Coral. No, no, Coral, don't. They'll be fine. Just get inside, you, right now. No! Ow! Daddy's here. Daddy's got you. I promise I will never let anything happen to you, Nemo.
Finding Nemo is a father-son underwater adventure about a clownfish named Marlin and his son Nemo. Marlin is an overly cautious dad, always warning Nemo about the many dangers out in the ocean. When it comes time for Nemo to leave the protective shelter of his home for his first day of school, his dad worries that Nemo will be out from under his watchful care. Nemo, of course, is a little embarrassed by his dad's protective nature. He's always pushing the boundaries with his father. So on the first day of school, on a class trip to the drop-off, Nemo decides to defy his dad's instructions when he sees a huge butt floating in the ocean. Or was it a boat?
Come on, sing with me. Okay, the drop-off. All right, kids, feel free to explore, but stay close. Stromalytic cyanobacteria, gather! An entire ecosystem contained in one infinitesimal speck. There are as many protein pairs contained in this one.
How do you want this girl?
Come on, sing with me. There! Peripheral collaterata, hydrozoa, scestophoa, anthozoa, centophore, virozoa, three.
Hey, guys, wait up!
Whoa. Cool.
Saved your life!
Aw, you guys made me eat!
What's that?
I know what that is. Oh, Sandy Plankin saw one. He said it was called a butt.
Oh, wow, that's a pretty big butt.
Oh, look at me! I'm gonna go touch the butt!
Oh, yeah? Let's see you get closer.
Okay. Beat that!
Come on, Nemo! How far can you go?
My dad says it's not safe.
Nemo! No!
Dad?
You're about to swim into open water!
No, I wasn't gonna
It's just a good
go
thing
up,
I was here. Dad, if I hadn't
no.
shown up,
Sorry,
I don't know...
he wasn't gonna go!
Yeah, he was too afraid.
No, I wasn't.
This does not concern you, kids. And you're lucky I don't tell your parents you were out there. You know you can't swim well.
I can swim fine, Dad, okay?
No, it's not okay. You shouldn't be anywhere near here. Okay, I was right. You know what? We'll start school in a year or two.
No, Dad! Just because you're scared of the ocean...
Clearly you're not ready, and you're not coming back until you are. You think you can do these things, but you just can't, Nemo!
I hate you.
There's nothing to see. Gather, over there. Excuse me, is there anything I can do? I am a scientist, sir. Is there any problem?
You know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt things. He isn't a good swimmer, and I just think it's a little too soon for him to be out here unsupervised.
Well, I can assure you, he's quite safe with me.
Look, I'm sure he is. But you have a large class, and he can get lost, you know, from sight if you're not looking. Now, I'm not saying you're not looking.
Oh, my gosh! Nemo's swimming out the sea!
Nemo! What do you think you're doing? You're gonna get stuck out there, and I'm gonna have to get you before another fish does. Get back here! I said get back here now! Stop! You take one more move, mister. Don't you dare! If you put one fin on that boat, are you listening to me? Don't touch the boat. Nemo!
He touched the butt.
You just pounded your little tail right back here, Nemo. That's right. You were in big trouble, young man. Do you hear me? I'm coming, Nemo!
Get under me, kids!
Now the boundaries that Marlin put in place for his son Nemo weren't there to limit him. They were there for his own good. Marlin put those boundaries there for Nemo because he loved him. In fact, most of the boundaries that parents put in place for their kids are for their own protection. Now, when we're a kid or a teenager, we don't always see them as good for us, but they are. We don't always understand that the iron is hot and can burn us, or that, you know, we can't play in the street, we'll get hurt, or that some things on the internet, on our smartphones or tablets, are dangerous. We don't understand why our parents won't let us stay out all night or hang out with those friends. Now, it's the same with us and God. With God, God puts boundaries in our lives for a blessing. I want you to let that sink in for a moment. Boundaries are a blessing. God puts boundaries in our lives, not so that he can restrict our lives, but so that we can really live. God's commands to all of us, parents and kids alike, are not there to bind us or restrict us, but to release us so that we can have the life that God wants us to have. He wants you to experience freedom in every way, not burdened down by shame and guilt from wrong choices. 1 John 5:3, loving God means obeying his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. Say that with me. His commands are not burdensome. That means that his ways and his commands are not heavy. They don't weigh you down. Now, the world weighs you down. You know, we live in a culture that says, do what you want, with whom you want, whenever you want. YOLO, you only live once. But people end up with broken relationships, broken hearts, and broken dreams. And God doesn't want that for you. In fact, God has a different plan for all of us. I love what he says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. He says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, a plan not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future. What does God want for you and me? He wants to give us a hope and a future. And that's all that Marlin really wanted for his son Nemo. Marlin's sinking feeling turns to desperation as he frantically searches for his son. As he passes a school of fish, he literally crashes into Dory, a blue tang fish, who offers to help him find his son.
Sorry! I didn't see you! Sir, are you okay?
He's gone.
There.
No, he's gone.
It's all right.
He's gone.
It'll be okay.
No, they took him away. I have to find the boat.
A boat? Hey, I've seen a boat.
You have?
Uh-huh, and it passed by not too long ago.
A white one?
Hi, I'm Dory.
Where? Which way?
Oh, it went, this way. It went this way. Follow me.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Problem, buddy? Huh? Do you? Want a piece of me? Yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now. What?
Wait a minute.
Stop following me, okay?
What are you talking about? You're showing me which way the boat went.
A boat? Hey, I've seen a boat. It passed by not too long ago. It went, this way. It went this way. Follow me.
Wait a minute. What is going on? You already told me which way the boat was going.
I did? Oh, no.
If this is some kind of practical joke, it's not funny. And I know funny. I'm a clownfish.
No, it's not. I know it's not. I'm so sorry. See, I suffer from short-term memory loss.
Short-term memory loss. I don't believe this.
No, it's true. I forget things almost instantly. It runs in my family. Well, I mean, at least I think it does. Where are they? Can I help you?
Something's wrong with you. Really. You're wasting my time. I have to find my son.
Nemo's decision to disobey his dad took him to a place he never intended to live. He was kept away from the life he knew and the life he really wanted. He's forced into a small tank in the office of a dentist. Now, just like Nemo, when we choose to go our own way and we disobey God, we get lost. and become captive to our own choices. The situation can feel hopeless, like there's no way out. Maybe you feel that way about something in your life today, like you can't find a way out. With God, He always makes a way. Now, just like Marlin was searching for his son Nemo, God is calling out your name, looking for you and for me. Now, in Luke chapter 15, Jesus tells three stories about three lost things: a lost sheep, a lost coin, and a lost son. And each of those stories illustrates the amazing heart that God has for people who are lost. The first story is a story of a shepherd who has 100 sheep, and one of them just gets lost. He walks away. He makes a bad choice. But the shepherd does something crazy. He leaves the 99 sheep to go after the one that's lost. And when he finds it, the story says, Jesus said, that the shepherd just rejoices over the one lost sheep that is found. Jesus goes on to tell a second story about a woman who has a lost coin. Now, she has 10 coins. Perhaps they were given to her as a wedding gift or something like that, but she loses one of them. And as a result, she turns her house upside down, going crazy, looking for this lost coin. She pulls out the lamps, the lights, and she just tears everything up looking for this coin. And when she finds it, the Bible says she rejoices. She's so happy, she invites all of her friends over for a party. Now, the crazy thing is, it probably costs more for her to host all these people for a party than the value of that lost coin. I think Jesus was telling us this story to illustrate just how much joy there is when we find lost things. And then in the last parable, Jesus really drives the point home, because he's no longer talking about a lost sheep or a lost coin. He's talking about a lost son. The parable of the prodigal son is one of the greatest stories of all time. It's a story about a young man who demands an inheritance from his father. And he takes the wealth from his dad and he goes and he wastes it by partying and just wastes it. And as a result of his bad choices, he ends up living with pigs. He's so hungry, he's eating what the pigs eat. That's just nasty. But one day, the Bible says, and I love what it says in Luke 15, the Bible says he came to his senses. He says to himself, wait a minute, the servant back at my father's house have it better than this. At least they have food to eat or a place to sleep. I'm gonna go back to my dad's house and say, Dad, I am no longer worthy to be called a son. Let me be your servant and take me back. You know, I think that's how many of us see our relationship with God. Maybe we've failed God. Maybe we've made bad choices. We've done some things that we realize we regret. And we think God's mad at us, or God doesn't care for us, or God doesn't want us back. But these three stories paint a whole different picture. They paint a picture of a God who loves you, who is searching for you, who wants you back to be part of his family, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been. So Jesus goes on to tell the rest of the story. The son decides to come back home, but then the father, the Bible says, the father is looking and he sees his son coming from a distance. Do you know what that means? That means the father every day was looking for his son to return home. And the Bible says that the father runs to meet his son and welcome him back into the family. And when the son says, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son, the dad says something amazing. He says, bring out the robe, bring out the ring, and kill the fatted calf. We're gonna have a party because my son was lost and now he's returned home. In these three stories, Jesus is painting a picture of an irrational, unexplainable type of love. A father that runs, a shepherd that leaves 99 sheep to get one, a woman who will turn her house upside down to find a lost coin. God is doing the same thing for us here today. He's searching for us. Marlin loved Nemo so much that it didn't matter all the scary things that were out there in the ocean. He was going to find his son. Whether he had to take on hungry sharks, a scary anglerfish, or even making it through an ocean full of jellyfish.
This is bad, Dory.
Hey, watch this.
Boing, boing, boing,
Dory!
Boing, boing, you can't
Dory!
Catch me.
Don't
boing,
bounce on the tops. They will boing. Not
boing.
Stop, don't sting you, that's it!
Two in a row, beat that!
Dory, all right, listen to me. I have an idea. A game.
A game?
A game.
A game?
Yes.
I love games. Pick me.
All right, here's the game. Whoever can hop the fastest out of these jellyfish wins.
Okay.
Rules.
Okay.
You can't touch the tentacles. Only the tops.
Something about tentacles. Got it. On your mark, get set.
No, wait. Not something about them. It's all about them.
Whee!
Wait. Dory.
Gotta go faster if you want to win.
Dory.
Boing, 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 boing.
Wait a minute. Dory.
Whee!
So we're cheating death now. That's what we're doing. We're having fun at the same time. I can do this. Just be careful.
Yeah, careful I don't make you cry when I win.
Oh, I don't think so.
Give it up, old man. You can't fight evolution. I was built for speed.
The question is, Dory, are you hungry?
Hungry?
Yeah, because you're about to eat my bubbles. The clownfish is the winner.
Woohoo!
We did it. Look at us. Dory? Oh, no. Dory!
Am I disqualified?
No, you're doing fine. You're actually winning. But you gotta stay awake. Where does P. Sherman live?
P. Sherman. Wallaby Way, Sydney.
That's it!
Wallaby Way.
Stay awake! Sydney. Stay awake! Stay awake! Stay awake!
They finally meet up with a group of hip sea turtles to catch a ride on the EAC.
Focus, dude.
Oh, he lives! Hey, dude!
What happened?
Oh, I saw the whole thing, dude. First you were all like, whoa! And then we were like, whoa! And then you were like, whoa.
What are you talking about?
You, Miniman, taking on the jellies. You got serious thrill issues, dude.
Oh.
Awesome.
Oh, my stomach. Oh.
Oh, man. Hey, no hurling on the shell, dude, okay? Just waxed it.
So, Mr. Turtle.
Whoa, dude. Mr. Turtle is my father. Name's Crush.
Crush? Really? Okay, Crush. Listen, I need to get to the East Australian Current, EAC.
Oh, dude. You're riding it, dude. Check it out. Okay, grab shell, dude.
Grab
Ha ha! Righteous! Righteous! Yeah!
Stop!
So, what brings you on this fine day to the EAC?
Well, Dory and I need to get to Sydney. Dory! Dory, is she all right?
Oh, little Blue. She is sub-level, dude.
Dory! 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 Oh, Dory.
I was...
I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. It's my fault.
29-30! Ready or not, here I come!
Oh my goodness!
Whoa, kill the motor, dude. Let us see what Squirt does flying solo.
Did you see what I did?
You so totally rock, Squirt! So give me some fin. Noggin. Dude. Oh, intro. Jellyman, offspring. Offspring, Jellyman.
Jelly? Sweet.
Totally.
Well, apparently I must have done something you all liked. dudes.
You rock, dude.
Ow.
Curl away, my son. Oh, it's awesome, Jellyman. Little dudes are just eggs. We leave them on a beach to hatch, and then cuckoo, ca-choo, they find their way back to the big old blue.
All by themselves?
Sure.
But, dude, how do you know when they're ready?
Well, you never really know, but when they know, you'll know, you know? Oh.
I need to breathe.
Are you running
That's
away? Did we cross the jellyfish forest? Did it sting you?
One at a time.
Mr. Fish, did you die?
Sorry, I was a little vague on the details.
So where are you going?
Well, you see, my son was taken. My son was taken away from me.
No way.
What happened?
No, kids. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, please.
Well, okay. I live on this reef a long, long way from here.
Oh, boy. This is going to be good, I can tell.
And my son, Nemo, he was mad at me. And maybe he wouldn't have done it if I hadn't been so tough on him. I don't know. Anyway, he swam out in the open water to this boat, and when he was out there, these divers appeared, and I tried to stop them, but the boat was too fast, so we swam out in the ocean to follow
him. We couldn't stop him. And then Nemo's dad, he swims out to the ocean, and they bump into three
ferocious sharks. He scares away the sharks by blowing them up.
Golly, that's amazing.
And then dives thousands of feet
straight down into the dock. It's like wicked dark down there. You can't see a thing. How's it going, Bob? And the only thing I can see down there
is the knife from this big, horrible creature with razor sharp teeth. Nice penny, old man. And then he has to blast his way out.
Two little fish have been searching the ocean for days on the East Australian Current.
Which means that he may be on his way here right now. That just put him in Sydney
Harbour in a matter of days. I mean, it sounds like this guy's gonna stop at nothing
till he finds his son. I sure hope he makes it.
That's one dedicated father, if you ask me.
You rats with wings!
This bloke's been looking for his boy Nemo.
Nemo?
He was taken off the reef by divers, and this
crab... They're taking you, Harvey! Hey, say that again. You just said something about Nemo. What was it?
Mine? Last I heard, he's heading towards the harbour.
Oh, brilliant!
The news of his heroic pursuit finally reached Nemo, and when Nemo heard it, he couldn't believe the things his father would go through to find his lost son. It was unexplainable. It was irrational. And at that moment, Nemo finally understood just how much his father loved him. And it's a picture of the love that God has for you.
Hey, psst. Oh, Nigel, you just missed an extraction.
Oh, has he loosened the periodontal ligament with the elevator yet? What am I talking about? Nemo, where's Nemo? I've got to speak with him.
What is it?
Your dad's been fighting the entire ocean looking for you.
My father? Really?
Oh, yeah. He's traveled hundreds of miles. He's been battling sharks and jellyfish,
sharks?
All sorts of...
That can't be him.
Are you sure? What was his name? It's some sort of sportfish or something. Tuna? Trout?
Marlin?
That's it. Marlin, the little clownfish from the reef.
It's my dad! He took on a shark!
I heard he took on three.
Three
sharks?
That's gotta be 4,800 teeth!
You see, kid, after you were taken by Diver Dan over there, your dad followed the boat you were on like a maniac.
Really?
He's swimming, and he's giving it all he's got, and then three gigantic sharks capture him. He blows them up, and then dives thousands of feet where he gets chased by a monster with huge teeth. He ties the steamer to a rock. What does he get for a reward? He gets to battle an entire jellyfish forest. But now he's riding with a bunch of sea turtles on the East Australian Current, and the word is he's headed this way right now. To Sydney!
Now, most of us here can relate to Marlin. Maybe you're a parent and you had a toddler get away from you for a few seconds or maybe a couple minutes at a crowded department store. And then you finally find him hiding under a rack of clothes. He thinks it's funny, but as a parent, it's not funny at all. Those moments are paralyzing. Or maybe you have a teenager who just got his or her driver's license and they're supposed to text you when they arrive at school or basketball practice. Those can lead to some pretty anxious moments for us. Now, I know parents need to relax a little bit, but I think it's a good reminder to all of us of how God feels about us, how much He loves us. God, our Father, comes after us, and He pursues us with even more passion and zeal than parents would for their own kids. Think about that. Isn't that amazing? And that kind of love, that kind of passion from God gives us hope and courage.
He's swimming in the filter! Shark bait!
Not again!
Shark bait!
No!
You've got your whole life ahead of you!
We'll help you, kid! You
gotta get him out!
Get that thing! Get him out of there!
Come on, kid, grab the end!
Shark bait!
Are you okay?
Can you hear me, Shark bait? No. Nemo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Shark bait, you did it! Shark bait, you're covered with germs!
That took guts, kid.
But things don't always go as we plan. Sometimes a dollar shows up and tries to ruin everything. But knowing all drains lead to the ocean, Nemo escapes and is reunited with his dad, the loving father and lost son, reunited to begin new adventure.
Hey, look out!
I'm sorry, just trying to get home. Nemo?
Yay!
Nemo?
Yay! Nemo for what?
Dory? Nemo!
Yay!
Nemo! I'm coming, Nemo! It's all right, son. It's going to be okay.
You know, it would have been really easy for Marlin to be upset at Nemo. After all, the choices that Nemo made nearly cost both of them their lives. But the heart of this father, in spite of all of these obstacles, to restore a relationship with his son overpowered every other emotion. Does that sound familiar? Well, it should. Just like the prodigal son and the father, God loves you like this. Every one of you. And it doesn't matter what you've done or where you've been. He loves you. And if you're lost, He wants you back. He's searching for you. He's calling your name. You know, a fish story like Finding Nemo, it can inspire us. It may even make us cry. But God's story, the story of a father finding a lost son, is a true story. It's not a Pixar cartoon. It's real. God's story is called the gospel, and the gospel of Jesus Christ can save us. Here it is. Here's the gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news is that the just and gracious Creator of the universe has looked upon hopelessly sinful men and women and has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, to bear His wrath against sin on the cross and to show His power over sin in the resurrection, so that everyone who turns from their sin and themselves and trust in Jesus as Savior and Lord will be reconciled to God forever. The story of Finding Nemo is nothing compared to the story of God in heaven in His pursuit of you. Do you know that's what the Bible is? The Bible is God's story in pursuit of His sons and daughters. And the reason is because we're lost. The scripture puts it very clearly
that we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God, which means we're lost. We're hopeless. We've chosen to do our own thing. We've rejected God. And the result of those types of choices is a spiritual prison. The Bible says we're slaves to sin. But God demonstrated his own love for us, Paul said in Romans, and that while we were sinners, while we were lost, Christ died for us. God did everything he could to save us. And he offers us hope. He offers us an opportunity to be part of his family. You know, today, I know this is an incredibly simple message, but sometimes I think we make it more complicated than it should be. Here's the reality. God loves you, and he will stop at nothing to save you because he made you. Would you bow your head and close your eyes all over this room? I'm going to ask that no one be looking around and no one be talking. Would you honor this sacred moment for just a few moments? Listen closely. In just a moment, I'm going to ask people to raise their hand who will simply say, Pastor Wayne, I need God today. This message was for me. I agree. I'm lost. I'm not serving the Lord. I'm not following God. I haven't put my trust in Christ to save me. And today, I'm ready to return to my Father. Perhaps you've done some things. Perhaps you've made some bad choices. I don't know. But I know this. God sent you here today to hear this incredibly powerful message of his love and his grace. In just a moment, I'm going to count to three. And when I say three, I want you to put your hand up. Just say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to make things right with God today. When I say three, put your hand up. One, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to your heart today. I want you to listen closely to his voice, the voice who loves you, the voice who made you. He wants you to return to him. If he's speaking to you, I want you to raise your hand when I say three. Two, the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. Now's the time to come back to God. He loves you. He wants you for himself. When I say three, hands are going to go up all over this room. Boys, girls, teenagers, young adults, men and women, whomever you are, if God is speaking to you today and you say, I want to make things right with God, I'm ready to pursue the Lord. I'm ready to follow Christ here today, to believe the gospel of Jesus. If that's you, put your hand up when I say three. One, two, three. Put it up. Put it up real high. Keep raising them. Keep raising them. Keep raising them. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Raise them up real high, all over the floor, all over the stadium. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. So many hands are raised. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Keep raising them for just one more moment. We're going to pray here in just a moment. Pastor, pray for me. I want to make things right with God today. God bless you. Those of you with your hands raised, you can put them down for one moment. Heads are still bowed, eyes are still closed, and I just want to lead everybody that raised their hand in a very simple prayer, a prayer of faith, a prayer of repentance, a childlike prayer, really, to our Heavenly Father who loves us. And anybody that would like to join in with them to encourage them in praying this prayer out loud, I would encourage you to join along with them. But everybody who raised your hand, I want you to pray it a little bit louder than the person next to you, because listen, these are not magic words to save you. This is the beginning of a relationship with God. Everybody who raised their hand and everybody like to join them, say, Dear God, thank you for Jesus to come and find me. I agree with you, God, that I'm lost. I need saved. So today, I believe in Jesus Christ. He died on a cross because of the sins I committed. He rose again to give me new life, to include me in his family. Holy Spirit, give me power to follow Jesus every single day. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody give God praise for the good things that the Lord is doing here in our midst. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you, God is doing some great things. There were just an amazing number of hands of people that responded today. And so let me encourage you, everybody who raised your hand, I want to ask you to do two things. First of all, on that connection card that you were given when you came in. There's a place for you to mark, I prayed to receive Christ. I want you to mark that on there, or if you're renewing your commitment to Christ, write it on that card, because we want to pray for you and we want to encourage you. And then on your way out, there is a kiosk on your way out called Next Steps. And if you raised your hand and prayed with me just now, I want you to stop by that Next Steps kiosk and just say, hey, I want the free stuff that Pastor Wayne talked about. Well, we're going to put a Bible in your hand, some resources and things to help you in the beginning of your relationship with God. Because how many know it's not about praying a prayer? It's about beginning a journey of following Jesus. Okay. And so today is the beginning of that journey. And it's your spiritual birthday, according to the Word of God. So on behalf of the body of Christ at Grace Assembly and the body of Christ around the world, welcome to the family of God. Come on, church. Let them hear it. Congratulations. No patty caking for lost people being found. Amen. A lost sheep, a lost coin, a lost son. The Bible says there's much rejoicing over those that are lost coming back to Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Let them hear it. It's awesome. The greatest decision you can ever make is the decision to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. We are so glad to be part of what God is doing in your life. And we just want to encourage you. Now your relationship with God begins. We want to help you do that together. You are not alone. The Bible says now we're all brothers and sisters in the Lord. And so nobody loves you like family, right? Amen. So we're glad that you're here. Praise God. Hey, before we receive our offering today, I want to encourage all of the families here who have kids and who have students. Our church is very much committed to speaking the language of this generation. How many would agree with the message that we just saw? That's the language of the generation that we live in. And so we have ministries on Sunday morning called Kids of Grace, or COG, and then Wednesday nights are Grace Students for 6th grade through 12th grade. So before our ushers come and receive the offering, I want you to watch this video a little bit about those two ministries.
My favorite part about COG is being with my friends and being with God.
I get home and I remember what Pastor Ryan says, because he says it in a fun way. It helped me get closer to God.
Pastor Ryan and Miss Amber have fun messages, and you get to spend COG dollars on toys.
My most favorite thing about COG is the worship.
Every time I go up there, I feel like I've learned something about God and what He's done for us.
One thing I like about church is that you get to sit by your friends.
It's encouraging and we have fun, and that it'll change your life.
Would you like to come to church with me? Because it's a lot of fun and you get to learn about God.
I absolutely love what Grace Students stands for. That is loving God, loving others, and loving yourself.
When you enter, everyone basically shows you love and kindness, and you feel at home, and you can feel the presence of God when you enter.
Grace Students feels a lot like family. It feels like my home, and I know that there's so many people there that will be there for me, to encourage me, to help me through hard times, and to keep me accountable and pray for me, and I would do the same for them.
It feels like family because we share a lot of our secrets, or whenever we're going through a difficult time, we talk about it to each other, and we help that person through their problem in their life.
As soon as you walk into Grace Students, you not only feel welcome, but you're already family. The students are very friendly. We have amazing youth sponsors and student pastors that are very serious about being involved in our everyday lives.
You're just standing there and lifting your hands, and you can feel the Holy Spirit enter the room. It's filled with so much fire, and it's just the best feeling in the world.
I walk away knowing the presence of God is with me at all times, and He helps me through a lot of problems in my life.
Every week I really walk away from Grace Students feeling encouraged and challenged in my walk with God. I feel challenged to spend time with God and His Word every day and just to really apply the things that we learn in my daily life.
Ushers, if you would go ahead and come and prepare to receive the offering today. That video tells you, first of all, if you have students or if you have kids, we want to encourage you to get involved in these particular ministries to help you. Our vision as a church is we want to be a family training center. So we want to come alongside parents, grandparents, and help you as you do this journey together following Jesus. So encourage you to do all of that. And when we give in an offering like we're about to give now, it's a reminder that we are investing in the next generation, right? Right. Okay. Now, this is Amaya Pate. Everybody say hello to Amaya. Amaya, what grade are you?
Third.
That's pretty old. Are you feeling pressure and all that about growing up, anything?
I don't know.
Not really. It's good. It's good to be a kid. You go to Maple Grove Elementary, right? And you're part of one of our kids' programs called Junior Bible Quiz. And Junior Bible Quiz is a discipleship program that helps kids learn the Bible. There's one of the questions in Junior Bible Quiz I bet you know the answer to. And the question is, what are offerings? And give us a little bit of insight as to what's happening right now in the service. So what are offerings, Amaya?
Something given in worship or devotion to God in addition to the tithe.
So we should be giving in worship is what you're saying. That's the correct answer. Good answer. All right. And so thank you in advance for your giving. If you're a guest today, let me encourage you, you are not under any pressure at all to give, because how many know when you invite guests to your house, you don't ask them to bring all the food? All right, the rest of us, let's bring the food, amen? Amaya's going to pray for our offering, and so let's bow our heads and pray together.
Jesus, I pray that you'd watch over the people that they gave this money, Lord, and that we would have wisdom with it, Lord, and that you would watch over us in all of our life, Lord. In your name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Amaya. Give it up for her. You did awesome. Thank you for your giving today. Watch what's coming next week.
Well, we hope you enjoyed today's service.
And next week, we're going to continue our At the Movie series with Captain America.
Also, don't forget to wear your favorite superhero t-shirt next week. See you there.
If you are wanting to find out more information on your next steps in following Christ, stop by the Next Steps kiosk in the Hub. Whether you are a new believer or just new to grace, you can begin the next step in your walk with Christ and find out all the information you need, and it's right there. Do you want to know more about our church and how to get involved? The answer is the Growth Track. Growth Track is the best way to connect to grace and get involved. These 90-minute classes are offered Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. We have Grace 101, 201, 301, and 401. The next Growth Track is Grace 301, which is today at 11 a.m., and next Sunday will be Grace 401. More information can be found in your bulletin. Please be our guest at the Fall Festival on October the 2nd at Kelsey Farms in Whiteland. Our entire church will have the whole farm to ourselves, where there's a corn maze, hay rides, and so much more. And it's absolutely free. This is a great way to meet some new people if you are new to Grace, and everyone is invited, and it starts at 6 p.m. See you there. Don't forget to take a picture with your favorite movie character while you're here, and use the hashtag @TheMovies when you post it. If you have questions about anything that you've heard, you can find out more information by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TheGraceAG, or by visiting graceassembly.org. We would love to see you next week when we will continue with the series At the Movies.
All right, next Sunday, the movie we're going to use is Captain America Civil War, and the message is going to be about conflict. And I know that doesn't apply to anybody here in the room today, but you probably know some folks that could stand to hear a message about resolving conflict, okay? So bring some folks with you to church next Sunday. Now, before we go to the kids' fair, I have one more announcement, and it's the most important one of the entire day. Do you know what it is? Today is my wife's birthday. Happy birthday, Tracy. Stand with me if you would. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May God lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. I bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Have a wonderful day. We love you.
Beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lady stands on